This is Bevan, and this is A Coffee with God. It's a daily devotion, or we like to look at it as a daily activation of our faith. We want to journey through the scriptures with the sole pursuit of you and I growing in our loving union with Jesus. A daily rhythm is vital in order to grow in that relationship. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org, because on there you're going to find other content. There's blogs, there's video messages, and also it's a way for you to get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. So please check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. We're in Romans chapter 7. I want to read to you from verse 24. This is Paul speaking, the Apostle Paul writing to followers of Jesus in Rome. Verse 24, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" Okay, so yes, quite heavy and strong statements straight away. But this whole chapter, Romans chapter 7, is really an honest, vulnerable, truthful chapter. One that is applicable to every single one of us, as is the entire Bible. But I reckon Romans chapter 7 really hits home. And Paul, he's speaking about law versus the Spirit of God. You could also say it law versus grace. You could say it like this: it is obligation versus internal compulsion. You could even say it like this, that law is human-centered effort to live up to a God-ordained life. That we are trying to fulfill what only God can fulfill in our lives through our display, our performance. So that's often what is referred to as the law. Yes, you have the very specific law written down for the people of God to adhere to in their dynamic and following God. But when you broaden it out to that extent, law would be that way of living, trying to follow God, but completely through our own effort. And then you have grace, which is God's effort on our behalf, or the Spirit, which is actually God alive in us, bringing an internal compulsion because of love to follow God in His ways. And here in verse 24, that passage that I read, Paul is just expressing his honesty. You know, he's talking about purely his human self being wretched. Purely his human self, his body, is one that is decaying and will come to a place of death, exposing really his frailty, exposing his inability to live a God life based purely on his human effort. And it is somewhat confronting, and it confronts our religiosity, it confronts our self-righteousness. And if I'd leave it just at that passage, it could seem a little bit dim. But let me go on to the next verse, verse 25. "Thanks be to God who delivers me," now delivers us, "through Jesus Christ our Lord." And that is the hope that we have. Because when you go back in Romans chapter 7, there is that classic statement where Paul himself says, "The very things that I want to do, I don't end up doing. And the things that I don't want to do, that I end up doing." And I have this internal wrestle going on, which resonates with me because I can, you know, appreciate what he's speaking about, because that is something that I navigate, and I'm pretty sure that you would navigate as well. There are certain things that no doubt we want to do in our following of God, but then we fall short, we make mistakes, and that brings with it a lot of weight, shame, guilt. But Paul always brings us back to the central figure in this story of following God, and that is Jesus. And there we have the opportunity to give thanks, because this is not about us. This is about Jesus, Him being central. And because Jesus is central, He delivers us from this external strife and brings about the life-giving Spirit into our lives that allows us to be compelled by love. And that is the best thing to be fueled by: God's love through Jesus Christ. And so I want to ask you to spend time reading chapter 7, praying through chapter 7 of the book of Romans, and really get your head around this life lived under the law, or this life lived under the grace of God by way of Jesus. And can I pray for you? Lord, I thank you for your grace, for your loving kindness, for your mercy. I thank you for the deliverance that is found in Jesus being our Lord and our Savior. And we don't have to live purely upon our ability. We're not central. You are central. And we thank you that because of Jesus, we have Holy Spirit, your life with us. And I pray for that grace, that strength, that wisdom that comes, the fruit that comes because of your Spirit. Bless your people in Jesus' name.